Hey, y'all, you're about to hear very little from me and a lot more from a former state rep, a former New Orleans mayor, and some longtime residents of the Broadmoor neighborhood in New Orleans. This is another edition of Tripod Extra, and this time we've cut together some highlights from a really interesting panel we went to a little while back, put on by the Broadmoor Improvement Association and held at Propeller. The event was right up our alley. It was like a mashup of oral history and community engagement. So we're doing some experimenting over here at Tripod Extra, and we decided to deliver you a 10-minute sizzler reel, if you will, of the event that we sat in on like flies on the wall to get a feel for what it was like and to catch the moments that made it worth it. The moderator of this conversation was activist and Broadmoor resident Timlyn Sands-Sumter, who's from the Neighborhood Partnership Network. She moderated, and you'll hear from her first, followed by panelists Moon Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans and the father of the city's current mayor, Mitch Landrieu. And then you'll hear from former state representative Rosalind Peychaud, followed by one of the board members of the Broadmoor Improvement Association, Mateel Lawhorn, who's been a resident of the neighborhood since 1963. So I also may pop in really briefly here and there while you're listening to let you know who's talking, just FYI. The group discussed Broadmoor's past and the potential for its future. They cracked some jokes. They made me laugh. So let's take a listen. Oh, before we do that, and while I have you all here, let me just say that if you don't subscribe to Tripod yet as a podcast, now is the time, because sometimes extras like this that you're about to hear are only on the podcast and they don't broadcast. And if you want to make sure you're getting all the Tripod content, please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and do us the huge favor of writing a review. It's no joke. If we want to get some love on the iTunes homepage situation where all the magic happens, we get it from the reviews. So write us a review. Thank you so much. And now let's actually go listen to this neighborhood history conversation.
I love talking about history, and I love talking about New Orleans, and Broadmoor is no better place to talk about it. You know, Moon, my mother moved to Broadmoor because of you. Like, I wouldn't live in Broadmoor if Moon Landrieu wasn't living in Broadmoor.
Well, let me say, first of all, that many people moved because I lived in Broadmoor. Vern and I were married. We were living in Washington, D.C., and I was in the Army. And we just had Mary when I was finished my service after 3 years, and we came home, stayed with my mother and dad for a month or so, and decided to buy a house, which they helped us buy. And it was on General Taylor Street. And guess how much we paid for it? $9,300.
Wow.
$9,000. A very tiny place. It's still there, and I love it to this day. After we had four kids, and we were all piled up in kind of a very tiny place, we moved over to Prayer Street, which was a double that we shared one side of with the neighbor who had the other side. Ultimately ended up with nine children. So we had to ask them to leave the other side, and we finally took over this double house, and we still live there after all these years. But I don't know that I'm the oldest person in the room. I suspect I am. I'm 86. Now I can get by saying anything I want to, and nobody knows. But in any event, my wife, we moved here in 1957, but she's been living here since she's 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very familiar with this area. I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else. Could have lived many other places, but have chosen to live here and hope to pass here. Thank you.
Your ties, Ms. Rosalind, is a little different.
No, I am not from Broadmoor.
Hey, just to let you know, that is former State Representative Rosalind Peychaud.
I'm originally from southern Mississippi. I can resurrect my southern drawl at any given point in time. However, my grandmother lived over on Galvez Street. My father was a brick mason, and he renovated lots of stuff here in New Orleans. When I was in the legislature, I represented District 91, and when I walked in Hoffman, it was one of the worst areas that I had seen. That's the other side of Broadmoor. It's this side of Talladega. And I said I made a commitment I would do something for the area. Now, when I was sitting in the House of Representatives, and I said to one of my colleagues, Mr. Moon, how do I get something for Hoffman, for my district? He said, Rep. Pasha, we did that last week. I said, well, I wasn't elected last week. So he said, laughed at me and said, write it down. And I went straight to the school. There was a school there called Hoffman, and it was a no-brainer. The area is shaped like a triangle. The school was called Hoffman, and I called it Hoffman. And the kids had to walk through the drug-infested, that end of Prior Street, raggedy houses to get to the school. And so my commitment was to try and make that pathway for them better.
You know, one thing that I also remember is there was a lot of kids that would play and they went to school in that neighborhood. Right. Do we still have, and I'm hearing you talk about these neighborhood connections, the connections of the corner grocery store, which was usually a small business owner who lived in the neighborhood.
Correct.
Do we not see that happening, and what would it take for that to reemerge?
I know we have more cars now than we had then.
That is Mateel Longhorn, who's been a resident of Broadmoor since 1963.
But it was pleasurable just walking to the corner grocery store to pick up a few items and talking to your neighbors along the way. And that's what's missing from neighborhoods in general, not just from Broadmoor, but all over the city, because that's how you get to know your neighbors, when you stroll along leisurely and spend time talking on your way someplace. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a major supermarket in the area any longer either, which we had Winn-Dixie for years.
Oh, yeah, my mama sent me a many days to get milk, just to get milk.
And we need that back. Mm-hmm. We need diversity in businesses in the area so we can have more selections and keep our money within the Broadmoor community. Mm-hmm. Another thing that has happened to Broadmoor is more people have come in and bought up the property as investment property. And that has changed the way the community looks. Because
it's
now...
It's not neighborhood feeling?
Some of it's still there. But a lot of the people now, they buy the property and they don't live in it. Mm. So that's one of the major differences in the community now from then.
One of the problems that we have in society is that we don't realize what's ahead of us. Now, that is not our fault. Nobody can particularly see the future. But when we built the interstate highway system, we began to develop suburbia. Well, you begin to have Lakeside Shopping Center, and you begin to have grocers like Schwegman's, who built the first self-serve grocery store here, so that those people who were going to the little neighborhood grocery store, and my mother and father ran one of those, tiny little store, could no longer compete because the Perta could go out there and buy groceries much cheaper and have a much larger variety than they could. So Broadmoor, you had all of these small groceries that existed, and they essentially went out of business.
That's right. I mean, I can say I did grow up in Broadmoor. My mother was a single mother. I went to school at Lusher Elementary. That's when Lusher was a neighborhood school. Shout out to Shoka Faye. And I had to come home with my little brother. On the left of me was the Williams. On the right of me was Miss Joyce. Across the street from me was Miss Sister. Down the street from me. So when I walked down the street, they saw me coming. They knew me and my brother were supposed to go inside until Mama got home. If we needed something to eat, we could go knock on their door, and they'll give us something to eat. We are not supposed to turn on no stoves, don't touch no ovens. And when microwaves come, Mama was still scared of the microwave. Don't turn their microwave on when I'm not at home. So my nieces and nephews now live in Treme, and they are feeling it. And her mother said something at Thanksgiving that was really disheartening. She says, my children have no friends. They have to wait to go to school to have friends.
Very sad.
That's not good. When they talk about the master plan and they're talking about the transit plan and they're talking about the school plans and they're talking about the resiliency plan and the security plan, you need to be there. You can change the grocery stores. You can have them to write policies into place. that serves fresh fruit. You can change the zoning where there's not a McDonald's, Burger King, Popeyes on every corner. I used to think it couldn't be done, but it can be done, but you can't do it by yourself. You gotta be collective. You gotta remember that it's more than about you.
Because look, how many of you in here know each other? How many of you took the initiative to say hello to one another? That's how you build neighborhoods. Because you may do something that I need, or I may do something that you need. You can make neighborhoods viable. And I know, how many of y'all got dogs?
Carry a bag
when you walk your dog. Just carry a bag.
Right? You guys act like y'all was scared. I don't want her to call me out. It's okay, you got a dog. Just carry a bag. That's all.
That's all. Just carry a bag.
It's all good. Thank you.